Beloved, you're welcome to another powerful message from Reverend Sydney Alamensa. Reverend Sydney Alamensa is the head pastor of God's Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled, Developing a Faith That Works. And the theme for today's episode is, Let Us Take a Wisdom Test, Part 2. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Hallelujah. Give me the book of James chapter 3 verse 13. James chapter 3 verse 13. Hallelujah. Look at somebody on your left, on your right, say, you are looking great. Amen. We are reading to 18. It's a long scripture, but we'll do our best to finish. Are there any of you who are wise and understanding? You are to prove it by your good life, by your good works performed with humility and wisdom. Next verse. But if in your heart you are jealous, bitter, and selfish, don't sin against the truth by boasting of your wisdom. Next verse. Please stay with me. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven. It belongs to the world. It is unspiritual and demonic. Next verse. Where there is jealousy and selfishness, there is also disorder and every kind of evil. But the wisdom from above is pure, first of all. It is also peaceful, gentle, friendly. It is full of compassion and produces a harvest of good deeds. It is free from prejudice and hypocrisy. Last verse. Let's read together, church. Again. And goodness. Hallelujah. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. Amen. We want to continue from where we ended last week. Hallelujah. I wouldn't want to go back with a point because I don't have much time. I want to move straight forward. Hallelujah. But what we've been speaking about is that as believers as we are, every day in our life, we encounter different kinds of people. And these different kind of people we encounter, we plant seeds in their lives. Somebody say seeds. I can't hear you say seeds. We plant seeds in their life. And there are times where the fact is that a lot of problems that we face in life is because of personality conflict. And sometimes most of us, we don't get along with this person. We don't get along with this person. And it's because of certain seeds that we sow in our life. Are you understanding me? And the issue is that when your relationship is that bad, your life also stinks. Are you understanding me? You need men. You need people in your life. You cannot walk in isolation. And that is why when God created Adam, He felt that Adam was alone. Are you with me? And because Adam was alone, He decided to give him a mate. Are you understanding me? And He formed Eve from Adam. Are you understanding me? He formed Eve from the man. And that is why we call them woman or woman. Are you understanding me? Because the woman came what from what? The man. Are you understanding me? Even God felt that, no, you cannot be alone. You need a relationship. Are you understanding me? But most of the times that our relationship has a lot of issues, and sometimes it is really, really bad. Hallelujah. And not only just bad, but sometimes our relationship are extremely miserable. And it's very important that we learn to get along with people. Look at somebody, say, learn to get along with people. Hallelujah. Some of us, we have fought our father, fought our mother, fought our sisters, fought our brothers, fought our cousins. Everybody around our life, we fought them, and we are all alone. Hallelujah. Because your relationship, they are bad. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. But James gives us practical advice. And that is what we went to yesterday. Last week, that we need to relate with people wisely. Hallelujah. And then we decided to take the wisdom test. Amen. Amen. And the key verse that James speaks about, please stay with me. The key verse that James speaks about is in verse 18. Hallelujah. It says that, and goodness is the harvest. Is the harvest. Give me Living Bible if you have it. Living Bible, if you have it. And those who are peacemakers will plant seed of peace and reap a harvest of what? Of goodness. Hallelujah. And those who are peacemakers will plant seed of peace and reap harvest of goodness. Somebody say goodness. Say goodness. So James says that every day in your life and your relationship, you are planting seeds. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Some of you, I don't know what kind of seeds you are planting, but I can guarantee you that you will be the kind of seeds we are planting. And yes, seeds are a boy. Are you understanding me? Some of you have about 55 contact on your phone, but about 90% you are fighting with them. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, some of you right now, because even in the family, you find yourself, you are fighting with everybody. Are you understanding me? If you fall down right now, you need a family. Are you understanding me? You fight your natural family and you even fight your spiritual family. Somebody say, Lord, have mercy. Say, Lord, have mercy. James says that, how can I plant seeds of peace? How can I be a peacemaker? How can I have peaceful relationship? And that is what we went through last week. Hallelujah. We said that the characteristics of wisdom, or the characteristics of somebody who is wise, is number one, what? I am wise and I will not what? Compromise my word, integrity. Are you understanding me? That is number one character of somebody who is what? Wise. I will not what? Compromise what? My integrity. Are you understanding me? And we went through that. I don't want to go into it again. Number two, we said that if I am wise, I will not antagonize your anger. Hallelujah. 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 And number three, we said that I will minimize your feelings. Are you understanding me? And that means that I'll be considerate. I'll be mindful about the feelings of others. And I want to speak a bit about it. Be mindful about the feelings of others. And you know sincerely that if you say these words to him or to her, you will break her down. Are you understanding me? You break her down, or you break him down. So it's very important that we decide that to be wise, we won't minimize the feelings of what? Of others. Are you understanding me? Look at somebody. Don't minimize the feelings. Don't minimize it. Hallelujah. Amen. It's very, very important, because other than that, the common mistake is that people say that the feeling that you feel is invalid. Are you understanding me? I don't feel how you feel, so your feeling is invalid. You see, there is something about women, and sometimes we, the men, we won't understand them. Are you understanding me? Because they are always carried by their feelings and their emotions. Whilst we are reasoning with our head, they are reasoning with their emotion. Is it true? I love the way she's smiling. Amen. Let's celebrate a woman of God. My beautiful wife. Hallelujah. Amen. And that is what, you see, so when you are dealing with women as men, you have to, sometimes when they speak, you see, a woman will say, hey, and all those, they will begin to speak things they are not supposed to speak. After that, you feel like just carrying some blue and hitting them. Now, what can I say? Ah, they were suing him. Are you understanding me? I have a crown in heaven. I need to relax. Are you understanding me? So sometimes when you are dealing with women, you have to understand their feelings. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And most of the times, let me say this. What James says, that if I am wise,
If I am wise, if I'm a wise person, I will make sure that I don't minimize the feelings of others. Are you understanding me? I will be what we are saying there, minimize, meaning that I will be considerate. Are you understanding me? There should be a bit of consideration there. Hallelujah. And then you don't just consider, you do something about it. An example is, I gave a prayer, say, we pray, and I will pray. You do something about it. Hallelujah. And I said the last time on Sunday that, you know, some of us that we are married, or some of you, you know, that you are living as brother and sister, I mean, in your families and all that, you sometimes do my day beats your day. And when you come back from home, you just say, I'm tired. I got issues in the office. My head is aching me. And the other one say, you don't know, I was also very tired and all that. No, we have to be considerate with one another's word, feeling. Are you understanding me? You don't just say, Are you understanding me? We need to be what? Be considerate. Hallelujah. Number four, and that is where I start today. Number four, I won't criticize your decisions or suggestions. Please write it. Please, can you hear me? I won't criticize your decisions or suggestions. James says that a wise person can learn from anybody. Are you with me? A wise person can what? Can learn from anybody. And what James is saying, James, he kind of say, don't be defensive. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Some of us, we grew up being very defensive, but we matured out of that. Are you with me? James says that you've got to reason with me. Reason with the person you are working with. Are you understanding me? Reason with your family. Are you understanding me? It says that be the type of person, if you claim that you are wise, then you should be open to what? Reasoning. Are you with me? Be open to what? Reasoning. Hallelujah. Reasoning here means that you are able to listen and to learn. You are able to what? To listen and what? To learn. So wisdom is what? Submissive. I want you to write it down. Wisdom is what? Submissive. And that is what we make us say, oh, a dear be a while, I said, oh, brown one, sir, oh, brown one, sir. And to know, be a say, ah, now they won't need yansana. And yes, or catch you as a wabodamo, or chow saying, and can deal with you as a so brown one, sir. Are you understanding me? Wisdom is what? Is submissive. How can wisdom be submissive? Because I want to learn and I want to what? Listen. Am I communicating? I want to learn and I want to what? I want to listen. And this word is used only one time in the New Testament. If it doesn't really mean that, you know, but it means that you have to be reasonable, be willing to what? To listen. Hallelujah. Go back to that verse for me. Hallelujah. Be able to what? Reason and what? And willing to what? Listen. Somebody say willing to listen. Willing to listen. So if you are willing to listen, then it means that you have to allow what? Discussions. Okay. Are you understanding me? Then we sit down and then we discuss it. And then most relationship collapse because we don't agree on something. Are you understanding me? Even there are times where Bahubeka say, you know what? Still, okay, let's try your own. Are you understanding me? Let's what? Try your own. If it doesn't work, then we do mine as well. If it works, glory be to God. Are you understanding me? Most relationships break because there is no one reasoning and one does not want to what? Listen. Are you understanding me? Please listen to me for today. Listen to me. That the path at which you are going, I foresee that there is danger. Please listen to me. You know what? You just for 1 month, okay? 1 month. Don't do this for 1 month and let's see the result. Look at somebody, say, listen. Say, listen. And tell the person, learn. Say, learn.
You see, we have grew up in life, and there is this saying that, please stay with me, there is this saying that the white man will always hide knowledge in book because we don't like to read. Hallelujah. If we put the direction of a goat in this auditorium in a book, which is about 400 pages, I promise you, you will read just one chapter and then you, hallelujah. And that is one reason why most of us, we don't even read our Bibles. Because when we look at the volume of the Bible, we are even tired. The white man or those that printed it have even reduced the volume. Some have reduced it even like this. Even that one still, we are running away. Hallelujah. Say listen and reason. So let me ask you this question. Are you a reasonable person? Are you a reasonable person? Are you a reasonable person? Hallelujah. Are you a reasonable? Can your brothers, can they reason with you? Can your family reason? Can they sit you down and say, Daddy, this is what we think. Not like, hey, fawasem konoa. No. Can your husband reason with you? Can your wife reason with you? Are you understanding me? These are characteristics of somebody who is what? Wise. Are you understanding me? Can they reason with you? Look at somebody and say, can they reason with you? Now ask the person, can they reason with you? Some of us, we are very sensitive. Small thing, we are furious. Bam. I say, why are not this? Hallelujah. So some of us, we've busted some discipline, that there are certain things that even as much irritating as it is, when they speak, we are quiet. Because if you react, you might say certain things you don't want to say. Hallelujah. Do you want to grow as a believer? These things you have to know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says that if you are wise, you are reasonable. So I asked how many of you are wise. I think I got some hands up. I don't remember. Maybe you have to play the video. James says that if you are wise, you are what? Reasonable. So if you are not reasonable, you are what? Can I have a witness in the house? Hallelujah. If you are not reasonable, you are not what? Wise. So I can tell you, who ninyan say mudo. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Are you open to suggestions? No. Are you open to suggestions? Every time is you the baby ojina. Hallelujah. Somebody can approach you and say, you know what? I like the way you dress, but I think that, you see, that's just a suggestion. Just lift it, you know, just change some dimension a bit, you know, and all that. Would have been a wish your dress. My name is sister, Echo Fashion School. What? Want to me chiremini aminye? And you see, if we continue to carry attitude like that, James says that if you are not reasonable, you are not what? You are not wise. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And most of the time, that is what we say. I've made up my mind. You can say whatever you want to say. For me, I've just made up my mind. Carry your opinion is your opinion. My opinion is my opinion. You take your opinion. Let me take my opinion. James says, if you are not reasonable, you are unwise. Can I repeat that again? If you are not reasonable, you are what? You are unwise. Hallelujah. The Revised Standard Version says that it is open to reasoning. And the Living Bible says it allows discussion. It is easy to be entreated. Hallelujah. So let me ask you again, are you a reasonable person? Are you sure? Are you very defensive? Sometimes. Oh, let me have real people here. How many of us here, we are very oversensitive? Oversensitive. Sometimes. Small thing is sparking. Hallelujah. Even if I'm telling you that, like after church, I say, you are looking beautiful. Was that it? I didn't cry and I say, and I'm a tad in your face. Then cry and I say, I'm looking beautiful. Hallelujah. Maybe he or she says, I like your shoes. I wonder what's that? Hey, Akwawi, and Nepa, I see, I like your and then shoes, Nenyefana. Hallelujah. You see, it's really, really a problem because if we, you know, continue to live like that, we cannot, you know, God cannot help us to have that character of having what wisdom. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. If somebody makes a suggestion to you, we take it very personal. Very, very personal. How can you grow as a believer like that? Something I suggested to you and you take it very personal. Are you understanding me? Perfume, I will use. Who use no do susu? Who me a go who sa? When I'm up, so biatise. Hallelujah. It is me so dear to wasi. And then we take it very personal. May you be a fool. Hallelujah. James says that if you behave like that, you are damp. You are what? You are dumb. Hallelujah. Look at somebody say, a wise person can learn from anybody. A wise person can learn from anybody. Give me Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. Let's read together. If you are wise, you'll be open to suggestions. And don't criticize. Don't get defensive. Proverbs 12, 15. It says that a fool thinks he needs no advice. Let's read together. Again. A wise man does what? So ask somebody, are you wise? Bibiana obuefu. Bibiana obuefu. A fool thinks he needs what? Fao suggestion konhua family yakra. Some of us we are not fools, oh. We are like 85% fools. Respectfully. Hallelujah. Because we feel we know everything in life. We feel we know everything. You don't know minute of it. Are you understand? Sometimes a 10-year-old boy or a 15 or 7-year-old can speak wisdom to you. Am I communicating? Can speak wisdom word to you. And we look at them and we treat them like they are nobodies. No. Are you understanding me? Sometimes your security man or your gate man or whoever it is can speak wisdom to you. And sometimes we feel that they are nobody. So, Pastor, take your thing and go. No. James says that you are damp if you do not, you are not open to suggestions. You don't want to learn. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. A fool thinks that he needs what? No advice. If you don't need advice, you are a fool. Are you understanding me? You are what? A fool. Because you don't know it all. Who need me? Other than that, you are God. And you are not God. You and I know you are not God. You are flesh and blood. Are you understanding me? Am I communicating? He says that a fool thinks he needs what? No advice. Because a wise man what? Listens what? To others. So if I'm listening to others, it means that what? I am wise. Are you understanding me? So let's come together. Why don't we try? Let's do it this way. Okay, let's try yours. Let's see how it goes. Are you understanding me? Don't be too pompous. Some of us, we are too proud. Proud. Too much. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes when a message is preached like that, and then somebody say, Reverend Kwaden or Kain, Reverend or Kasadodo, you know. Well, then or Kaa, we see or Kasadodo. Oh, or Kasadodo. Then or Kaya or Kasadodo, we see or Kasadodo. Someone's a fire. Or Kasadodo, no. A wise man is open word for suggestion. It's opening for reasoning. Then or can or kasado do no. See oh. Okay. Or say, if you don't reason with others, unim nyansa. San or kae. Okay, say and the nyansa. Hallelujah. And that is how most of us, our lifestyles are. If we do not have that attitude to be able to learn, to be able to listen, to be able to reason, and all the time we just ignore and forget. If I am wise, I am open to reasoning. Can you say that with me? If I am wise, I am open to reason. I won't criticize your suggestion. I will listen to them. Hallelujah. Go back to James for me. It says that wisdom, go back to that scripture. It says that wisdom is full of mercy and what? Good fruit. Wisdom is full of what? Of mercy and what? And good fruit. Hallelujah. Wisdom is full of what? Mercy. Someone say mercy. And what? And good fruit. Hallelujah. So that means that you don't just jump on everybody anytime when they make a mistake. Some of us, that's how our lifestyle. If I make a mistake now, you see the records they will pull. Records that they will pull. Because of one mistake I did. Hey, Samakai. San out here. Last year, san out here. Last 2 years, sir. In fact, the same month, and out here, sir. Then how? Ubodamana. It says that wisdom is full of what? Mercy and what? And what? Good what? Fruit. Are you understanding me? And you see, sometimes when people are tilting towards some way, and even we have to reason with them, sometimes this is how our attitude, we even use our family. And now we start to make reference. And we use our family to make reference. Mrs. Takran, yes, sir. Me uncle crying, yes, sir. Me bra crying, yes, sir. Are you understanding me? We now start making references to certain things we are not supposed to do. That's not wisdom. Are you understanding me? James says that wisdom is full of what? Mercy and what? And what? And good fruit. Are you understanding me? It says that wisdom is full of what? Mercy. Mercy. Don't hold on to the leverage. You leverage on one thing for years. For years. Even the small mistake I do, you begin to bring back some. Something I've done like 2 years ago, you begin to bring it back. Wisdom is what? Full of what? Mercy. There were two married guys. They went for a conference with their wives. And then, you know, their wives went to their hotel room, you know, just relaxing. So these guys, they started talking, you know, they talked and talked and talked and talked. And, you know, 10 p.m., they were still talking. 10 p.m., you know, 10:30, they were still talking. 11, and then now they were like, you know, let's go back to our hotel room. You know, our wives might be waiting for us. And then one guy said, yeah, it's true. You know, the other guy said, yeah, you need to go. And then the other guy said, hey, this one, we don't know what will happen to what our wives will say tomorrow. So they all left. In the morning, they met again. And they said, oh, when you went, the A guy said to the B guy, you know, let me say, Kwame spoke to Kwesi. And Kwame told Kwesi, Okoye wife na ne bu efu ana say we are. I say, oh, my wife was okay. I mean, she was fine. And now kwesi bi sa kwa me. Say na wo so sa say my wife was hysterical. I say, ah, do you mean hysterical or historical? No, see, oh, sorry. What I mean is historical, not hysterical. I say, yeah, what happened? I say, my wife started pulling records. Eh? Pinch it. If my pastors are telling me pinch it, then you can tell it all. Hallelujah. My wife picked records and started saying, and now 2 years, sir, we are no kasaunte. Tawaria mawari uden crani. Started bringing history. Hallelujah. Started bringing history and history upon history. No. Wisdom is full of what? Of mercy. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Wisdom is saying that I will give you what you need, not what you deserve. I'll give you what you need, not what you deserve. Sometimes you are not so much that it kills what? Our spirit. Are you understanding me? I'll make sure I give you what? I pray that God will give us grace. Give me Proverbs chapter 17, verse 19. Let me close with this. Proverbs 17, verse 19. Living Bible. Look at somebody, say, if I am wise. Oh, I can't hear you. Say, if I am wise, I won't emphasize your mistakes. Say, if I am wise, I won't emphasize your mistakes. Hallelujah. It says that what sinners love to fight, boasting. No, give me another verse. You have living. Give me the verse that says, love forget mistakes. Love forget what? Mistakes. Hallelujah. Love forget what? Mistakes. If I love you, I don't rub it in. I rub it out. Hallelujah. I don't what? Rub it in. I do what? I rub it out. You don't just hold it over your head. You forget about it. Are you understanding me? You do what? You forget what? About it. And when somebody stumbles, you are not quick to judge the person. Am I communicating? When somebody stumbles, you are not what? Quick to what? To judge the person. Hallelujah. And some of us, that's our lifestyle. Okay? If you're being catching and say, what do you say? Now what's real? Hallelujah. Amen. Can you imagine that when I stumble and I fall, you will see people in this house that will begin, Reverend, say and sakana. Say a kaye. Say and sakana. Hallelujah. Can I have a witness here? Why are you smiling? People are in wait for you to what? Stumble and be quick to what? To judge you. Huh? You see his weakness and you are in a hurry to go to the house of David and go and inform him that, David, have you heard about your son Absalom? Hallelujah. Like maybe I come to the house and maybe I'm using Eric as I love the guy, so let me use him as a name. And Eric is sitting there and say, this man of is an example. Eric is saying, hey, so for we. Hallelujah. Sometimes you are walking, you don't know. People are, you know, they wish you were in what they are. Can I have a witness here? You don't like this message, right? That's why media says my time is up. Don't worry. Hallelujah. You see, oh, you know, we are all the same. You know, Hallelujah. For your fall. Don't put your fall on my fall. Are you understanding me? We'll pray for grace for you to rise up. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me? Can you imagine that, let me use an example, that a renowned man of God in Ghana here, and then for some reason he falls, and then you happen to know about it, that this man, let me say maybe he went to do cocaine, and you had somebody close by you tell you that he's gone to do cocaine, and then you have the evidence. Hey, radie nyano. Hey, this is evident. You see, hey, enunye. Hallelujah. Hey, where do you them? And you see a believer speaking like that. The next thing you see, pipi. Forward. Ah, I love you, man of God. Let's celebrate the pastor here. Someone said, fire. Forward. And on our creative group, paid the dada. Forward the mobia. It's not wisdom. Are you understanding me? It's not what wisdom. It shows that you are a fool. You are not wise. Are you understanding me? You are a fool. You are not what? You are not wise. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me? Like maybe I'm just after work. I'm going home and I see. Let me use Lottie. You know, because she's looking at me, so let me just use her as an example. I see Lottie is in a place where it's not good, it's not fine. And then I use my phone as evidence and I paparazzi. Next time you have to come and sit here so I can preach with you. And then I take the picture, and the next thing I do is to forward to everybody that is around you. Now look at her. It's not wisdom. Am I communicating? It's not wisdom. We are quick to celebrate the falling of what? Of others. Are you understanding me? Am I communicating? And when somebody falls, we are quick to judge them. No. James says that you encourage them. Jack, I call you. Say, Charlie. I saw you here. Are you understanding me? And yes, I speak to you as a brother and a sister. That's what wisdom people do. Are you understanding me? If it's still not happening, now you approach an elderly person, somebody who can speak wisdom to him or her. Go and check the scripture, how to solve dispute. It doesn't say broadcast. Are you understanding me? So some of us, we should stop being happy and celebrate the falling and the stumbling of others. Can I have a witness here? Can I have a witness here? Other than that, when yours come, hey, that one, everywhere, everybody will know about it. We just have to give it to Putin, you know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me? It's very, very important. Somebody say, I will encourage you. When you fall, I will encourage you. When you fall, hallelujah. Listen, even my father in the Lord, or I'll call him my bishop, there are certain things that, you know, he knows that when he speaks to me, I won't give him any information. I won't give him nothing. Are you understanding me? I won't give him nothing. He can squeeze me and squeeze me, but I won't give him one. Nothing. And yes, look at somebody say, "Wanu katum kakra." Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Wanu katum. If Nana falls right now, the first death message you go is takuradi. As I look at the man who always come, I see weekday service, or no pun or bat or bab de bia, Wednesday bia or ha, or ba Wednesday, ba Saturday, or no jinawe, or no bia. No, believers don't do like that. No, believers don't, we don't operate like that. We need to love each other, encourage that person. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So wisdom is full of what? Mercy and what? and good fruit. Good fruit is kind actions. That is the meaning of it. Good fruit is what? It is something you do. You don't just show sympathy. You don't just say, I feel for you. I feel for you. Yeah. You do something about it. Are you understanding me? Man of God, you are fallen. I feel for you. Man of God, things are not going on well with you. I feel for you. Mommy, and your man, I feel. No, you do something about it. Into your bed, then, there, you man, away. When you say, okay, and then I won't try and say, and then I won't say, when you be a casa, when you wear a casa, eh? Into the end, the entire then I will ya yen tadi, okay, ye bebo humpae. But once I be a one, bonona one, then I get one of the tonya mao, ubehena ibia, bankuna wo yen, best and kofo for a year the same thing, okay. And then I won't fall in count. That is reasoning. That is wisdom. Are you understanding me? That is wisdom. I don't go on judging and telling you that at the end of the end tonu kwa here, we fear be 4,000 NRTTO. No. Hallelujah. We pray about it and what? We reason what? Together. Hallelujah. And that is what believers, what we have to do. James says that you take action. You don't just show sympathy. I feel for you. Look at someone, I feel for you. Hallelujah. I feel for you. Where is it coming from? You take action. You don't just say, I feel for you. Reverend, I feel for you. Ebeye Yewati. Don't come and tell me that thing. It's being a doer of what? Of the word. Give me James chapter 2 verse 12. It's being what? A doer what? Of the word. Give me James chapter 2 verse 12. Let's read together. It says that you will be judged on whether or not you are doing what Christ wants you to do. So watch what you do and what you think. Give me another version, please. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives what? Freedom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mercy is greater principle than what? Than judging. And James says that if I am wise, I won't emphasize your mistakes. I won't criticize your suggestion. I won't minimize your feelings. I won't antagonize your anger. Provoke your anger. That's what it means. Are you understanding me? Provoke what? Your anger. Are you understand? Asam na wakano krano enye. Then you tell the person, no, that's not how believers are. It's wrong. Hallelujah. And now that is why some of us, we are where we are in shining yamidiba on who how on farm bra, because the version that we are in is not the best version. That version has to change. Can I have a witness here? Number six, our last point. If I am wise, I won't disguise my own weakness. If I am wise, I won't disguise my own weakness. A mark of a wise person is that they don't try to hide or disguise their own weakness, because wisdom is impartial and sincere. Wisdom is impartial and what? And sincere. Give me James chapter 3. Go back for me. James chapter 3, verse 13. Go back for me. Go to 17 for me. 17. That's the anchor scripture, please. 17. It says that, but wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all what? Pure and full of what? Quiet gentleness. Then it is peace loving and courteous. It allows what? And it is what? That's what we dealt with. And the last one says that it is what? And what? And sincere. Hallelujah. Look at somebody, say, if I am wise, I won't hide my weakness. I won't disguise it. Hallelujah. James says that if you are smart and wise, you are not funny. You are not funny. Are you understanding me? If you are smart and wise, you are not what? You are not funny. You don't wear masks and try to be something you are not. And that is some of us, our character. We try to be what? Be something what? We are what? We are not. Are you understanding me? Stop pretending. Hallelujah. It's about high time that you pray that, Lord, I want to be the real me. The real what? The real me. I so be our story anapa, wa far back, and all the papers ashim. ɛna ɔde ato n'akyi ɔsi ɔkɔ adwuma ɔkɔne nanam sɛ klaa ɛbɔ 5 a na waba yɛbisan sɛ wokɔ sɛ mekɔ adwuma so wankɔ baabia Are you understanding me? You are fake. You need to admit your weakness. My guy, I don't get job. If you get connection, help me. Hallelujah. Instead of claiming, Anna, my uncle is in the US, my auntie is here, and what is happening to you now? Hallelujah. We need to admit our weakness. That man of God, I am the worst person with anger. It's too bad. I struggle with it. I have prayed all the time. I need result. I need solution. Go and listen to some of my sermons. You get the solution. Are you understanding me? I need help. I am a serious fornicator. I need help. Are you understanding me? For me, I can't control my flesh. I need help. You need to admit that this is my issue and I need help. Are you understanding me? And James says that you have to be straightforward and what? Sincere. And some of us, we live a double life. We are not straightforward and we are not sincere. Or Kasa, I love you, but Abubua, I hate you. Are you understanding me? Please stand up on your feet for me.
Precious one, I believe you have been blessed by that powerful message from Reverend Sydney Alamensa. Don't forget to share this message with your loved ones. God bless you. Shalom.